Well, look who's back. And just in time for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman.
Yep.
Matt.
Oh, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from Kendall.
Ooh, under the sea.
Did you say in the Dead Sea?
In the Dead Sea. Sweets, that is. That's where we're at, Cliff.
What a luxurious resort here in Jordan.
It's very lovely. We're in Amman, Jordan. Speaking of Jordan. And, we have all the Dead Seas here with the high contents of salt and minerals that they use for mud baths. So we're here to get some spa treatments for a joyous occasion.
Oh, yeah. And they've got this, I don't know if you saw this, it's like down the hall and to the left. It's one of those oxygen cafes. You know those?
Ooh.
It's called Air Jordan. And so you want to get down there
and
really suck it in.
I need to get some air.
Yeah.
I want to get some air. It's the only way I'm going to get some air.
Are you talking to me about this booth? Are you saying it's got a bad smell from where Charles the contractor... He had to sleep in here last night. Kendall, it's not his fault. He locked himself out of the hotel again.
I know. There's like a hairy, sweaty stain on the floor where he slept. Ooh.
Oh, I thought that was where like a skunk had died.
No, that's his imprint.
Rotted away.
He left his imprint in here for sure. Oh, I hope he didn't get into anything.
Hope he didn't get in.
Oh. I was going to say we're talking about crustaceans today. As you may have guessed from the intro song.
That's right. That reminds me of why we sang that.
We're just a nice crustacean band.
All right. Kendall, all right. Crustacean Nation. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
And, oh my God, have you gone and gotten one of those salt scrubs yet?
Oh, the Dead Sea salt scrub?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I want one, though.
Why not? Oh my God.
I know, I was afraid it would hurt.
No!
If they're scrubbing you with hard salt, does it hurt?
Oh, and it hurts in the best way.
Oh, I want it to hurt in the right good ways, though.
Oh, Kendall, I like pleasure spiked with pain, and music is my aeroplane.
Too much information.
I'm quoting the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Too much information.
let me quote them again. Give it away now. And, of course, give it away, I'm referring to some facts about crustaceans.
Oh, I'll give it away.
For our listeners.
I'll give it all away. You know where crustaceans live, Cliff?
Where?
Out in the ocean.
Oh!
Crustaceans are scavengers, Cliff, and they eat scraps and dead creatures from the bottom of the ocean. Mainly at night, and they hide by day.
See, that reminds me so much of why I identify as a crustacean. Because I do all those same things. Now, do you ever... You are so OCD... Mm-hmm. You're what I call OCD.
OCD.
Overly OCD.
Yeah, I am.
Would you ever scavenge and eat anything?
Oh.
That was scavenged.
No.
No?
No. I mean, if you pull
it from the garbage.
No. If it was the end of the world and I had to eat, I would have to, I guess.
What if you did the thing Seinfeld used to do?
I'm getting sick thinking about it. I don't even know what it is. I'm just getting sick thinking about what it's going
to
be.
Okay, well, Seinfeld, after his late nights at the comedy club, he would go back to the hotel, and the people would put what was left of their dinners out on the tray, and yada, 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 he saved money on dinner for himself.
I couldn't do it.
He ate the leftovers. I could do that in a second.
Look, here's something you got to know about me. you already know that about me. The moment I'm finished eating... And the food, like just sitting on my plate, it turns immediately disgusting to me. Food on a plate after someone's eaten is one of the worst atrocities. Even my own food, I don't know why. There's something about it that just, I can't look at it. Touching it makes me like sweat. I'm sweating right now almost thinking about it.
I cannot believe that you are this way because there are starving children.
Trust me,
in China.
Hey, you know what? You bring up a good point. Because I just watched this video.
About China?
No. I watched this video online. I don't even know where it was. I feel horrible that I don't know where it was. But
China.com.
It was a really poor part of this city that these people go and the restaurants sell them scraps.
Oh, yeah.
And they pull all the meat out and they make this meat stew and sell it in this fair. They're like really poor and it's really like few pennies on the dollar or something.
That's good.
It's really good. And I thought, see, like I should be better and not be like that about food because there are people. See, I had that thought today. So the universe just sent me another sign to not be OCD anymore.
I love it. I love food that everybody else thinks is gross. And like I love, my favorite thing to eat is an egg salad sandwich from the gas station. And oh, I love, do you ever get that?
I haven't had that, no.
Oh, that's but so good.
I'm going to have to try it.
I have them multiple times. Every gas station we've come to here in the Middle East, if there has been an egg salad sandwich, I've gotten it. I don't know
where. Well, I'm trying to be better, Cliff. Maybe I'll do that.
Maybe you'll be better. Just try.
I mean, I'm going
to try. Try to be better.
Oh, whoa. Whoa. Hello.
Hello there.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Don't we look wonderful?
What is...
why?
Please should not be looking this way.
Dear, what is it, dear? We have a wonderful mud mask on.
They're very healing to the skin.
Oh, my
bones.
God. Mud mask. That's what that
it's
is.
The black mud from here at the Dead Sea.
We thought you look like you have blackface on.
I thought that I'd...
Oh, heavens to Betsy. No, dear. I would never do such terrible things.
I thought I was in one of those old Mickey and Judy musicals where suddenly they all grab a banjo and...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Is that why everyone's looking, dear?
Oh, no. It was a simple mud bars.
Oh, it's very healing. Face, dear.
Oh, yes.
I bet you could get some of that sea salt to scrub it off really good.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. We need to get one of those salt scrubs, dear. They look wonderful.
Where do you obtain? Where's the salt shaker, dear?
The salt shaker, dear?
Don't we shake it upon our face?
No, dear. There's not a salt shaker. It's down the hallway. Come on, dear. We're going to need a salt scrub. We'll be right back, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, really, there is a salt shaker. His name is... Okay.
Okay. Oh,
she'll find it. She'll find it.
All right,
him, her,
him, her, it.
Who? What do we know?
Jordan.
Gender. Everybody is Jordan. Kendall. When I think of Jordan, what's been your most favorite think of Jordan?
Oh, I'll tell you. Because you know, you saw.
I don't know what I just said.
I know, but I just went with it.
Go with it.
You've seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Yeah.
Well, this is where they filmed that that last scene where they go in for the Grail at that. I forget what they call it. It's like the ancient city, but where it's like
ancient
into the wall.
City
there.
In the wall, yeah.
That was my favorite place. I don't even remember the name of it. That's how terrible of a tourist I am.
Oh, Lord. Is this better, Bob?
Oh, that's...
Oh, it's better. It's gray. You look maybe like an alien face or something.
Well, dear, I can take aliens. That's fine.
Oh, dear. I don't want to be an illegal alien. Oh, no.
No, dear, not an illegal alien. Dear, the ones from the air, dear. They're up to the UFOs, dear.
Oh, yes. It's not legal for them to land here. Don't tread on me, aliens. Oh,
well, you might be right, dear. Probably
well,
not right.
So, now, you guys are here. You are just luxuriating in this spa.
Isn't it wonderful, Bulks? Isn't it the most wonderful place you've ever seen?
You know, we've been so many wonderful places that now...
It all just runs through.
They are so beautiful, aren't they? You know, the whole world. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Oh, he does, dear.
And
does.
It's all beautiful.
And he created
all God's creation. Praise Christ.
He created this wonderful area, dear. It's the lowest place on earth below sea level, dear. It's wonderful. And all the salt and the wonderful resources he's left for our bodies. It's wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. We're taking another trip down another plane.
It is a beautiful place. It's so beautiful, and I mean, just what I've noticed from the ride tour and everything is, it's people, they're the same all over. You know what?
All over.
We're all a human race.
That's quite right, dear. Yes,
there's
of course. We all see it that way.
Yeah,
that would be
everything.
It would be a more wonderful place to live.
There you go. Everything is so superficial, and underneath, we are all the same. We're all just folks.
We are the world.
We are the fatso.
Oh, boss. All of this impromptu singing has put a song in my heart. Oh, dear, let's go to the karaoke room.
Oh, quite right. Let's go.
Oh, I hope they have all of our favorite hymns.
Oh, him. Sing along.
Him and her. I'll leave that to him and her. All right, Kendall, it's high time. For a segment.
Oh, it's hot time. Let's play. What are we playing?
No, come on, get happy.
Let's get happy, Cliff. It's a long time we got happy. Long about time.
It's long overdue. Happiness, listeners are saying, but where's the happiness
in
the
bring
show?
It. Let's bring the happiness.
Here it get is.
All right, help us out, Cliff. Get ready some happiness, too.
I want you to agree to this before you even hear about it, Kendall.
I hate when you make me do it.
Kendall, you gotta promise me that you're gonna spend a few minutes each day thinking about the things that make you happy. These minutes are gonna give you the opportunity to focus on positive things in your life, and they're gonna lead you to continued happiness. Kendall, will you do this?
But if I do that, it's gonna take all that time that I had for negative thinking.
No, that's the idea.
Oh, okay, well, I will try to do that. I'll try to be happy more often. Happy. Think about those happy thoughts.
Just a few minutes. Yeah, don't think about it as I'll try to be happy more often. That's way too hard.
I heard you, girl.
Okay, so that's fine, but you need to really do it. Like, listeners, you can get started, listeners, for a few minutes. Think about our show.
I feel like you want me to sign a contract.
It's typed up. It's back at the hotel.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll just sign simple, on the line when I get back.
Simple bro host happiness contract.
Okay. I'll sign it when we get back though.
Kendall, tell me a happiness tip before I start to cry.
All right. Don't let other people's ideas of what should make you happy influence your own happiness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all too often people say, you know what would make you happy?
Wrong.
You know, I will tell you what's going to make you happy.
Doritos.
Don't listen to them. Because if it's not Doritos, you're not right.
It's not Doritos. I am not interested.
But let your own self, you know, listen to yourself about what makes you happy.
To thine own self be true. Is there... happy. That's the every time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the hymn room.
Every time I am true to myself is when I'm telling people about the snubs of Jake Gyllenhaal. Because that is what bothers me is injustice in the world. And numero uno, injustice-o, is the snubbos of Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's not making you happy.
It's not making me happy, Kendall, but I'm going to get happy because I'm going to do this.
Okay.
Are you ready? I'm going to also take some time each day. Now, you're saying I don't have that much time, but this is moments, folks. You could do this pooping. Take time each day to do something nice for yourself. Whether you treat yourself to a lunch, take a long, relaxing bath, you will be subconsciously putting yourself in a better mood. Did you know this, Kendall?
I didn't.
Yeah. So stop during the day for a little happiness. Take some time to do something nice.
Get happy.
For Kindle, and then for yourself, listener.
There you go. I deserve some Kindle time.
You deserve a break.
I'm just going to go ahead and take a break right now. No. So, Cliff, something else that you can do to make yourself happy is to think about the worst thing or the worst possible thing if you're worrying about something or stressing about it. Think of the worst thing and then realize it's not the worst thing that could happen in the world, and then move on and just quit worrying.
Right.
Don't let it be an anchor that's going to drag you down and be negative all the time.
I love that analogy. Kendall, I want to let you know, it's important, Kendall, if it weren't important, I wouldn't be saying it, for you to understand that you deserve happiness, yes, even you. Those who believe that they are not worthy of happiness may subconsciously sabotage their own happiness efforts. Can you believe this? Have you done this to yourself?
Almost every time I've gotten anywhere close to a goal weight, yes.
Kendall, you can. When you can't see it because it's beyond the horizon, I wouldn't call that close.
I didn't say how close.
Kendall, if necessary, for God's sake, tell yourself each day that you deserve to be happy. And remind yourself that you're going to take a few steps here and there to achieve that happiness. Hey, you can do it.
You can.
You can do it. You can do it.
Look, we did it. We started the podcast.
We did. It just keeps going.
Just goes and goes and goes.
Going, going, gone.
Which I was going to say, my next tip would be to start a podcast.
That would be an...
It made us happy.
Oh, it's just a lifetime of laughter. Kendall, I've got to take a break.
Oh, yes, me too.
I need to go find that salt shaker.
Ooh.
Don't give up. The show could get better. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall.
Crack is maybe the most dangerous thing you can do to your heart. When you do crack, what happens is these toxic chemicals rush through your lungs and then right into your bloodstream. The reaction is like so violent. Your heart just might not be able to take it.
Crack cocaine. Don't even try it. The thrill can kill.
The prophecy has been fulfilled. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Some Kendall time. Welcome back.
All right. Yeah, I know, Crockpot. We will. All right.
What's the matter with Crockpot?
She's so mad because that we didn't even mention in the whole first half of the show. The only reason we're here at the Dead Sea Suites and having all these spa treatments and stuff is because it's her bachelorette party. She met with somebody.
It was very sudden.
It was very sudden. It was in the last city that of our tour and fell in love. He's coming along, apparently. I don't know, but
he's joining the team, I guess.
But I did, while she was out there berating me for not mentioning it, I did get a whole bunch of these penis-shaped gummies for if you want a few.
Well, yeah. I'll take some.
Oh, you know what would be erotic is if you put a few in your mouth, I'll take your pictures and Susan.
Because I got a mouth full of gummies. You thought I was going to say something else. Did we not mention Crockpot's bachelorette party? I thought we had. I could have sworn we did.
I thought we did because, I mean, she's been out there. She's got that big toilet paper thing on her head because she's the bride.
Okay, well, that's why we're here. We're here at this bachelorette party. We've all been invited along. And we just thought, why not do a show right here in the middle of the party?
Well, they have this long part in the middle of the party where it's like toasts to Crock-Pot. Yeah. And it's a little boring for the non... I gave the first toast, so we're done. Crustacean Nation. Crustacean Nation. What? Tell me more. Tell me more.
They're the second largest class in the animal kingdom.
Oh, my God. I wonder who's the head of that class.
Oh, I wonder who.
Kendall, I want to tell you. You think you're the only one who has crustacean facts? Well, sit down, sister.
I figured you brought a couple.
Crustaceans, they have two pairs of antennae, and you don't even have one.
Well.
I bet you didn't even know that. Kendall, crabs and shrimp can swim. What if you were just out in the ocean and a f***ing crab just swam up next to you? Can you imagine? Now, lobsters will scuttle about on the bottom of the ocean. So if you feel something tapping over your toesies, that's what that is.
They also flick their tail.
Yeah, and barnacles stick themselves to a hard surface like a rock or a boat. Oh, you know, and they just never move.
Isn't that a sad life?
What a life.
Stuck onto a boat.
Reminds me, if they had a TV, they'd remind me of me.
Well, if you had a TV, everything would be different.
Kendall, I have one question for you about crustaceans.
What's that?
How do they breathe?
How do they breathe?
Yeah, do you know?
No, I don't know, actually.
Sit down.
Okay, I'm sitting.
Are you sitting down? Crustaceans. How do they breathe, folks? This is how. Finally.
Never had a second thought about it.
Late breaking bulletin. Kendall, crustaceans breathe because they have gills and they get oxygen from the water like fish. Are you shitting me?
Well, I figured I had something to do.
Yeah, you feel.
Well, that's the only way fish breathe.
If you thought gills, you would have said gills.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
I know.
I appreciate. Now, one of the best things about Kendall is he'll try to put one over on you. But once you call him out and be like, look, no, you didn't. Yeah, you're right. I didn't.
I'm no liar.
Crumbles. Just like that. And it just saves so much time, folks. It's
like I say, I'm a crumbler.
It's a great trait.
Oh, wow. Have you had any of this large ruler-shaped cake?
I would love some.
Oh, yes. It's very large and pink, Boaz. Oh, I'll get you a slice. Oh. One of the tips is rounded for some bizarre reason.
Oh, I see.
What flavor is this? Okay, is Mrs. Potter Butter... Where is she? Mrs. Potter Butter Potter Charles!
Hold on, Jeffrey. You can get me another 2 pieces of the cake.
Thank
here.
You. That's what I was calling about.
Oh, dear, look, here they are, dear. Ooh. Look at these wonderful cake pieces, dear. Are they wonderful?
That is.
I don't know why they make so much in so many different shapes.
I don't know why, but where are the forks? Is all that's the only thing I've got to say.
Yeah.
we've got forks here in our robes. Here you go, Bob.
There you go, dear.
Oh, thank yes. you. Oh, I'm so hungry. I'm so excited about this cake.
Oh, my goodness. You got to let it sit there.
Was there anything else over there that was worth eating?
Oh, there was a large punch bowl. Would you like a cup of punch, boys?
Oh, I'll take some punch if it doesn't have any alcohol in it.
Oh, he's off the sauce.
I'm off the sauce.
Don't
you know
forget
it.
That he's totally off.
We know, dear. Of course, we hear about it all the time.
I'm very tired of hearing about that.
I don't know.
We're just tired. You know, it's...
Team up on Kendall.
No. Kendall, this is just a symptom of... It is a wild, mad, crazy, mixed-up world that we live in where love has ended before it's begun, and we're all just on edge. That's just life in 2018. And...
Oh, fuck what's up, brother? That's your mouth. You're going to jump here.
What? I don't even know what she had in. I didn't even see her.
They're like doing races or something with that. We can't discuss that on the show.
We can't say what they've strapped on. Don.
It's a bachelorette party.
It's just a party.
Are there dancers coming later?
I certainly hope
so. Because I know we're not the entertainment.
I certainly hope so. You know, I tried to ask Mrs. Butter about a butter churn because she was talking about the entertainment and all this, and I was trying to pitch her because one of these clubs I went to a few weeks ago in the last city, you know, there was this guy and he did this act where he took this whole like 250 feet of rolled up ribbon and he put it up inside himself, and then he gets a lucky audience member to just pull and pull and pull. You would love that. You should do that in your next magic show.
I do the same thing in the mouth.
Mouth is just gross, Kendall. That's just nasty.
Expecto Patronum.
I thought she was calling some cloggers or something to come dance.
Maybe. I thought she was calling to unclog the toilet from an unrelated matter.
That makes more sense.
Are you talking to me?
Hey, talking to me?
Oh, Cliff, I am talking to you. I've got some quotes for you. I can't believe this. I can't even die right. Rewatch this classic from our childhood.
I know. I can't think of it. The throw Kendall from the train.
No. All of me.
Oh, Steve
yeah. Martin, Lily Tomlin.
All of Chester. Me. I love that. Kendall, listen.
I'm listening.
I appreciate this whole seduction scene you got going, but let me give you a tip. I'm a sure thing, okay? So I'm on an hourly rate. Could we just move it along?
Pretty woman.
Walking down the street, pretty woman.
Yeah.
The kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
I don't believe you.
All right, Kendall, hurry up.
Okay. Stop him. If the glass shatters, the world dies with it. It's not my destiny, it's yours. It always has been. Let me go.
Frozen.
No.
No?
That was from Prince of Persia.
Oh. I don't focus on the dialogue.
I know.
But I appreciate you for including
it. I was trying.
And I watched that not long
ago. I couldn't
ago.
Pick one that everybody knows about and seen. It's too easy.
Oh, I know. Well, Kendall, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having you listen to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Is that Devil Wears Prada?
Close, it's Billy Madison.
Oh, Billy Madison.
It's Madison time.
I thought she was like, that's all. If it would end with that, I'd have been right.
For a minute, I thought they were talking about our show because it said it's now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh, well. Crying helps me slow down and obsess over the weight of life's problems.
The crying game.
No, it was sadness from inside out.
Oh. Oh, sadness.
Good old sadness.
One of my favorite Disney characters. Sadness. Kendall.
Yes.
So that was Mrs. Lindergaard on the floor in there. And I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper. And those three people in Brainerd. And for what? For a little bit of money. There's more to life than a little money, you know. Don't you know that? And here you are. And it's a beautiful day. Well, I just don't understand it.
With that, an embargo for Fargo.
It was an embargo for Fargo.
The only word I could think that would rhyme with Fargo.
No, not Key Largo. It was Fargo.
Fargo, that was a good one. Okay, I've got one more for you, Cliff.
Okay.
It's sad when a mother has to speak the words that condemn her own son, but I couldn't allow them to believe that I would commit murder.
Kendall, you are one psycho son of a bitch.
I'm a psycho.
Kendall, finally. For this round of Are You Talking to Me? Kendall, we had the most incredibly romantic time. I thought we were going to be together forever. And then, ha, oh boy, ha, about a week later, right out of the blue, she sends me a John Deere letter.
Forrest Gump.
No, Kendall, it wasn't fat and fatter. It was dumb. And dumber.
Dumb and dumber. Oh. Speaking of dumb.
Oh, Buzz, please don't call people dumb. You know, it's not very nice.
No, we weren't calling anybody dumb. That was a movie title. We were talking about Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Now, Mrs. Potter Butter Butcher, do you have one of those penis necklaces for me?
Oh, is that what these are, dear?
What did you think that
oh, they dear, were? I'm not sure that they're the same shape as the straw. I thought it was a theme.
I thought those were it's rocket ships.
Oh, my goodness.
Was space.
Oh, my God.
Blast off to a happy marriage.
Oh, we have these everywhere, dear. They're all over us.
Oh, no.
It's part of a bachelorette party. Following
fine.
Etiquette of a bachelorette party, you're like,
right,
100%.
You have to just.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thought, dear. It's a very good thought.
Oh, Sugarlum, didn't you make Funky a nice dress out of that same material?
Oh, my
those rocket ships.
I have to go, dear. I have to go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope she caught it before Funky put it on.
I hope so. Let's talk about scarred for life.
Scarred for life.
What she'd be.
For listening to the show, too.
The listeners are already scarred, so we might as well just keep on doing.
Let's let our listeners in on what's happening up back in Busheltown, Cliff.
Let's do
I'm
it.
I'm interested to know what's happening.
It's, you know, probably that raccoon's in the cracker drawer.
I'm sure it is, but it's time to find out what's going on in Busheltown.
Oh, you're right.
Busheltown Community Calendar. I don't know.
I like that.
Find out what's going on.
Let's keep it positive.
All right. Cliff, you know, the Busheltown High is having homecoming this week.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah. So if you're a Busheltown High alumni, bring your foam rye fingers down. This weekend, help push the Stalkers to victory over the North Busheltown High Hell Demons.
Ooh. Kendall, that's at the high school, but down at the old Busheltown Middle School,
mm-hmm.
this Thursday night, you know, they're having something. Have you ever heard of those daddy-daughter dances?
Uh-huh.
Don't you think that's a little
what
weird?
What do they call them, like Sadie Hawkins dances?
No, Sadie Hawkins is where the girls ask
oh,
the boys.
Oh, that's right. I can't remember.
That's old-fashioned, but not weird.
Yeah.
Don't you think the daddy-daughter dance is a little
bit weird? I think it's a little weird.
Yeah. Well, they've heard the outcry about that at the middle school because Thursday in the gym, Thursday night, there's a new tradition being born. It's the brother-sister dance. So come on, middle schoolers, one and all, bring your opposite gender sibling and boogie-oogie-oogie. I bet they'll be listening to some of today's top hits.
There's going to be some fighting going on down there. Some sibling rivalry.
Oh, well, that's true. I had not thought in that direction.
See? You got to think outside the box, Cliff.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right, Cliff, the Dust Fest is going on all week back there in Busheltown, not out here. I wish we
don't
were
you wish
part
we could
of the
go
Dust
to
Fest.
The Dust Fest.
But they're having a big Dust Angel contest, oh. And as well, they're having a Dust Castle building contest. Oh. Get on down there.
Now, Charles the Contractor, I don't know if he said he was in a Dust Angel contest or an Angel Dust contest, but he said one of those.
I'm sure it was the other.
Kendall, Saturday night at the Busheltown Community Center, this is something for the sad or bummed out. Remember how I said it's a nutty world here in 2018? Anybody might need this. It's a cheer-a-thon. It's an all-night cheer-a-thon.
We're happy.
First, you're going to get things started with a cheerleading show where they got the cheerleaders from Busheltown Community College. They're going to come in and just cheer on the crowd.
Well, that sounds fun. Get them all pumped up.
Then there's going to be some free cheer wine, and they're going to roll out washing machines from the home ec room, and they're going to let you wash all your clothes with cheer detergent.
Oh, I see.
Then you're going to settle in for the night, Kendall. They're going to roll out the old projector. Jesus. They're going to roll out the old projector, and they're going to have, a cheers marathon with all the happiest episodes of the show.
Well, that sounds fun. The Merzegothian Motel, Cliff, is hosting the Roadkill Cook-Off.
Mm.
They've gotten pretty good at making something out of nothing, but here's your chance to see what you've got.
Whoa.
Winners are going to get two tickets to the one-man show in the lounge. Wonder who that's going to be.
I don't want to know.
And two tickets.
I better not find out.
All expense paid to stay there in late October.
All right. That sounds like
a lovely
something.
Time.
Yeah. Kendall, Sunday. speaking of something happening before late October. Uh-huh. This is Sunday. It's Bell Bottom Sunday at Busheltown Baptist Church, everybody. So after
like
the
a blast.
Yeah. After the sermon, stay and help clean the bottoms of the bells in the bell tower. Come on down and get these filthy bottoms clean for the Lord.
Oh, that's beautiful.
When I think to myself, what a beautiful Sunday.
Clean those bottoms.
I'm so embarrassed. With Funky, she got a photo taken for the cover of the Jordan Times.
It was awful. It was terrible.
And the fabric. I thought it was rocket ships.
Can they blur it?
Oh, no.
There's no blurring. It's too late.
No, they don't have the technology bones.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be fine. Nobody will probably even see it. It'll be too small on print on the front.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I misspoke. The newspaper's gone out of business, so it's on the internet.
Oh, my, it's even worse on the internet.
No. Oh, everything on the internet is terrible.
Look, I'm sure there's a way to, like, go to the original place and, pluck it out where nobody can see it. Isn't that how it works?
The negative, the microfiche.
The microfiche, that's how the internet works.
Ask for the microfiche.
Look, I got this. I know how the internet works.
Kindle
it
will
it.
Give you... Kendall's about to get, he's going to give you a, he's going to give you a crash course in that in a minute, but Kendall,
if you say so, dear, I'm very nervous.
Y'all, we got to wrap this up. The exotic dancers are over there, and I,
my goodness, it's best you guys should leave.
Oh, no, I think I need another one of those healing scrubs.
That sounds like a great idea, dear, let's go.
Oh, let's go, dear.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a lot happening here now, Cliff.
But it's all in the name of a bachelorette party.
It's all in the name. I don't even know what we're talking about.
That means it's all in the name of love.
In the name of love. We did it all in the name of love.
We did. All 500
and
shows
it was wonderful.
have been done in the name of love.
Cliff, do you have a quote of any kind?
No, I don't.
Well, then it's just time to get the hell out of here. Let's act like a crustacean. Kendall, just scurry on along.
Coming off of him, and I gotta get over there.
I know you do. I gotta go. Let's
I gotta Snapchat this shit.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
All right. Oh,
yes.
I got a quarter.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Top. What was I gonna say?